Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Woo, we are halfway home on a Monday. The band is back together. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindl, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And it's good to be back. Good to see you boys again.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
Happy June.
Happy June to everyone out there.
At the end of this month, we will be on our show trip to Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
I just made dinner reservations.
You did?
I have officially got our first table set up. Steakhouse, first night, Butcher and Singer.
What time?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
5 o'clock Pacific time.
I'm going to be...
You won't be, because you'll still be on Pacific time, because it's the day we're leaving.
I adjust pretty well, actually. Like, once it's 8, I'm going to feel like it's 8 there. I'm
you want
weird
it to be
like
dark.
That.
We're going to go to dinner. At least it'll be dark.
But I eat dinner at 4.
Well, you'll be eating dinner at 5.
An hour later.
It's an hour later. That's it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right.
Got home from Vegas on Friday afternoon, and it was nice to have the weekend to kind of buffer between going back to work.
Brilliant move.
Having a couple of days, get unpacked, and everything is great. But then you still have the vacation, post-vacation depression kind of kicks in. You're like... Oh, we look forward to that for so long, and then now
it's over.
Now it's over, and I went, wait a second, Philly's in like 4 weeks.
Philly's very, very soon.
Rapidly approaching.
It's gonna be a great trip. We found a guy with the Padres organization. We won't mention names. He is going to grab us sandwiches, the brilliant Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. So we have our
top secret visiting team.
Yep. We have our Deep Throat, who's going to
Paul wasn't here last week, so we went down to the clubhouse, and Woods recruited our secret.
Oh, you got your mole.
Yeah, I got
mole,
him.
Who's
going to
bring us cheesesteaks. We can't tell you who it is,
it's
though.
Done. I don't want him getting in any trouble.
No.
But he had said, I got you, dude. I'll just let me know. He said, give me a little, so we'll text him on the way in, say, hey, remember, 3. Not 1 to cut into thirds. 3.
Yep.
Because apparently they are to die for. They are to die for. So we will have those. We will report back.
Where'd y'all get those?
I know old Shildy didn't see you boys down there sucking on cheesesteaks, right? No.
I'm sorry. Do y'all have lockers here? No.
So what do we do?
Do we take them and run?
So I want you. Can you bring to the game a backpack? Because we'll need, we'll probably have some audio, video equipment. Bring a backpack. shove them in there, and then we'll just go find like a bathroom somewhere and eat them real quick in a stall.
Like we're doing drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they come? Do they come wrapped or they
come wrapped.
Okay, good.
They're not loose.
Because they're loose. That's gonna be
us running up the stairs with loose sandwiches
or just shoving them in a backpack. Either. It's not great.
Greasy loose cheese everywhere.
My headphones and our microphones just have cheese steak all over.
So yeah, like where are we gonna eat them? We have to like find a seat and look around. Eating, sucking down these.
Well, I said once we get out to the fans, there's probably other cheesesteaks available, and they'll just blend in.
Maybe
the crowd
to the other cheese.
We're just in an alley behind Citizens Bank Park.
People won't know that those are the real deal visiting clubhouse cheesesteaks.
I'm gonna lose my mind. I can't wait. Now we've built it up so much in our head. Are they gonna be? We're gonna be like, oh, it's pretty good. Tastes like Jersey Mike's. You know what I mean? Like I'm so nervous about it because all it's when I tell you it invades my thought. My thoughts at least twice a day. I do. I'm like. God, I can't wait for that thing. I love a good cheesesteak, man. So apparently, again, these are the best in the world, best on the planet. This is pretty funny. So we have a system here at work, here at Odyssey San Diego, and it's what would you call it?
Promotion notifications, like from our promotion staff,
yeah.
Things that we have to give away.
Yeah, so it's
internal
in a database or whatever, yeah. And Paulie pulls it up every
just
morning.
An internal way for me to submit winner information so that our promotions team can reach out and give them their prizes.
It's like software, if you will. And a guy in L.A. fills it out and sends it over so we know exactly what we're giving away. And today... we're giving away Resorts World Las Vegas June 2025 grand prize. Mm-hmm. That's the grand prize.
That's the qualifier for Take on Woods.
Correct.
That's in our next segment. Yeah.
And then above that, it's supposed to say San Diego County Fair, but he forgot to put the O in. So say it to yourself in your car.
San Diego County Fair?
Nope. San Diego is proper.
Oh, not that O?
County is missing the O. So there's no O in county. So it's...
that's a naughty word.
It's like the naughtiest word. And Paulie got it, and I go, you're joking. And he sent me the... yep, there it is in the deal.
Bro, I was doing some prep work last night, and, you know, when I click each prize, it's got some copy points and everything, so I was getting everything ready for this morning, and I go, I'm sorry, for what?
Yeah.
The what fair?
Now, it says it. Paulie sent me the screenshot. I tweeted it. I said, we're giving away tickets to what? Some people said, oh, hell yeah, I'm in. Perfect. I'll be there. Somebody said, looks like a fair at my ex-wife's house. I'll pass. So hardcore. Where's that one at? Never been to that one, but I'm interested.
Oh, my God.
Talk about a spelling error. Out of all the words you could have left out, all the letters you could have left out of the word county.
That's not the one.
You choose to leave out O. Is he trying? What if Ben was the one that was responsible for pulling that up and reading it?
Old Ben Burgundy over here?
Yeah, old Ben Burgundy. Could you imagine having to explain that to our boss?
Be the greatest flub of all time.
Ever.
Get me fired.
Yeah, you would get canned for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not good.
So we are just to let you guys know, we are giving away tickets to the county
of San Diego,
the county fair, not the other one. So,
yeah, if you're going to drop a vowel,
not it.
County fair is fine.
The San Diego County Fair,
absolutely terrifying.
Would have been great.
It's no big deal. Spell check. Grammarly, there are apps available to automatically address your spelling issues. Typos.
Man, I have so many. I have so many jokes I can make, but I think my wife is listening right now, so I'm not going to. But that is pretty outstanding. Pretty outstanding. Outstanding work.
In a dangerous sort of way.
Yes.
Let's see. Rest of baseball. We talked about the NL West and the injuries yesterday over the weekend to the teams in the NL West. Outside of that, in baseball, Cubs continue to play good ball. They beat the Reds 7-3. They now have the best record along with the Mets in the National League. 15 games above 500, Woods, which is only three games better than the Padres right now. I mean, you can throw a blanket over the top teams in the NL. Padres, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs. The Brewers have been playing better lately, but Giants, Cardinals. I mean, right now there's a lot of teams that are very, very close to each other. And Cubs have been as consistent as anybody in the National League. Their offense has just been solid, top to bottom, all the way through.
I couldn't have been more wrong about that team, too. I mean, honestly, I thought they'd be okay. I didn't think, and listen, there's still plenty of time. You know, we've seen a lot of teams start hot. Offense stayed hot until June, July, and then, you know, you hit the skids. But the way that PCA has been playing for them, MVP talks right now. I mean, probably Shohei's going to win it, but, you know, he's a guy that's going to probably finish top five if he continues what he's doing. He's been on a torrid pace.
The biggest, I think, surprise, though, is I think they have 13 home runs from their catchers. Carson Kelly, who's gotten off to a hot start, and Amaya is their other catcher. I mean, they're getting the kind of production like the Padres could not even dream of. I mean, in the best case scenario, Padres couldn't dream of the kind of offensive production the Cubs have been getting. So there really are no dead spots in their lineup, which is, that's the key to really putting up a lot of runs. That's why the Padres so badly need to make a trade, if not for Jaron Duran, to pick up something. Because right now, you've got two dead spots in your lineup, catcher and left field.
And it's just
so hard to consistently put up offense when you have an escape hatch. You know, it's not just those guys, but the pitchers work around the guys before those guys so they can get to those guys to get out of innings and avoid big innings. And when someone does come through, like Elias Diaz did yesterday, guess what happens? All of a sudden the Padres have a four-run inning, but it's so rare when those guys are coming through. It's just an escape hatch for opposing pitchers.
I mean, the Tier 1s have seven escape hatches after the four-hole. I know exactly how it works. And it's, you know, you look at how this lineup is constructed. And I tweeted yesterday when Schilte did his patented Mike Schilt catcher for catcher pinch hit, taking out the very poor Martin Maldonado for the pretty poor Elias Diaz. And I just was seething inside, and I thought and I tweeted, this is where a bench would really come in handy. Somebody off the bench that you're like, oh God, they're going to counter with blank, right? Gavin Sheets, had he not started the season, Ben, and earned his way into the starting role, a guy like Gavin Sheets would be a perfect guy off the bench. He's got some pop, you know, whatever. But you look at our bench and you go, Brandon Lockridge, Tyler Wade, Elias Diaz, and who else?
Jose Iglesias.
He was in the lineup.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the lineup.
Campy.
Campy. And you look at it and you go, who scares me on that bench? Not a soul. So it's more, you know, the Padres are more than one player away. I love how they scrap. I love how they fight. There's no question about it. You know, you can't deny 16 come from behind wins. They're tested. They know how to do it. But, man, it just doesn't feel super sustainable.
L619 says, yeah, they should have re-signed Higgy, which we all kind of thought, but it has an OPS under 600. 233, one homer, 10 RBI for the Texas Rangers, and their offense has struggled as well. I don't know that Higgy would have been the answer either. It's just a position that I don't know whether you take a look. Valenzuela has been hitting well, but at AA, you know, is he ready to take a shot? Are you ready to call up someone from the minor leagues to try to add to your offense? You can't really trust him yet to handle a big league staff. He's never done it.
So we don't need four catchers on the roster,
right?
Only two of which can handle a big league staff. But yeah, I you know, down to try that. Brandon says, people giving Diaz a lot of grief. He's hitting for the same average as Higgy last year, 220. We all loved Higgy. What's the difference? It's a great question. My answer to you, Brandon, is I don't know. I don't No. Obviously, the power.
Optics, home runs. Yeah.
The power came with Higgy later.
Higgy's home runs were huge. I mean, what did he end up with? 18 at the end of the season? I mean, that was the difference maker.
I feel like 12 of them came in the second half of the year as well.
All right, David Jay is high on Brandon Valenzuela.
Yep.
He says, give him a shot. He could quickly step into the role of managing a big league staff. Will he hit on the big league level? I mean, Campy hit more at AAA. And has not gotten a single.
He's still hitless.
He's still completely hitless. He's walking, but has not gotten a hit on the big league level. Tirso had his chance.
He's like,
you know, 0 in the
for
outfield,
15, 0 for 13.
Was not hitting on the big league level. Would Brandon Valenzuela be any different? I mean, I guess you won't ever know until you give it a try and find out. Some guys do make the leap, but the Padres have had trouble finding guys to make that leap from the minor leagues to hit in the major leagues at this level.
Yeah, can't be batting 0.0.
What's his OBP, though? It's not that bad. For a 0.000 average, I don't think it's horrifically bad because of all the walks.
All the walks? How many walks are we talking here?
Six or seven?
Six walks.
His OBP is...
Is it 500? No.
316. It's pretty good for a 0.000 average.
I mean, we have a low bar, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a low, low, low bar for Luis Camposano. Yeah, so still looking. I sat against a lefty on Saturday, I believe. So, yeah, man, rough goings for him.
This all started, we're talking about the Cubs and how they're getting production throughout their lineup. The best team, though, in baseball continues to be the Detroit Tigers with a 39-21 record. They shut out the Royals yesterday, 1-0. We saw them early in the season. I thought they were good. I didn't see this from the Tigers, that they have now extended their run as, you know, atop the MLB standings, and they don't look like they're given any ground at this point. You know, do you feel like the Tigers are staying power for real?
I thought they were for real last year, and A.J. Hinch is a really good manager, got these guys believing in themselves, having really good years from guys like Spencer Torkelson, who, you know, they kind of wondered, will he ever break through? He absolutely has. They did lose Jackson Jobe. He's going to be out for a while. I believe he hurt his elbow. So, yeah, man, I believe in the Tigers a lot. Playing in that division certainly helps. But I think they could easily it wouldn't surprise me, Benny, if they're one of the last two standing in the AL.
Tigers and Yankees, yeah. Do you feel like, you know, the best couple of teams? I know the Yankees took it on the chin against the Dodgers over the weekend two times, but those seem like they've kind of separated themselves from the rest. And then one of the hottest teams in baseball right now are the Milwaukee Brewers, who have now won seven in a row, and not against a bad team. They swept the Phillies over the weekend, who did have the best record in the National League until that series. Guess who the Padres are going to be playing after they go to San Francisco?
Yeah, the white-hot Milwaukee Brewers.
Right. Which, they get back above 500 and climbing back into the wild card race.
I don't think I could name five guys on their team. Really. They've traded everybody away. They got Jackson Churio, Sal Frelick, Freddie Peralta.
And still have, he just hit the walk-off grand slam. He's been on the, Yelich.
Oh, Yelich.
Yeah, Yelich has been on the team forever.
I thought he was hurt.
I know, he had a walk-off grand slam a few days ago.
He got hit in the hand.
Oh, this weekend?
He got hit in the hand. Right. They pulled him out, so maybe he'll be back. I don't know, man, but it's
Pat Murphy. I mean, yeah. Manager of the year over Mike Schilt last year. I may have quibbled with that, but picking it up and doing it again with even less this year. To have a winning record with that team this year, it's impressive what he's done with the Brewers.
Yep.
All right, we will take a timeout. We need a contestant for Take on Woods. That's the other prize, not the one with the misspelling. That's
right.
The trips to Resorts World, the spa prize package, so you can be the first qualifier with our musical trivia challenge. It is coming up next. Call in now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Put you on hold during the break, and you can go head-to-head against Woods. When we come back after Kelly's traffic, more Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Before we get to any of that, though, Woods and I want to tell you again about 7 Mile Casino. You know, it's Monday morning. It's 8:18. Probably not thinking necessarily card room, but I love the option is there for you. It's one of San Diego's few 24/7 options right there, just down the 5 freeway in Chula Vista. If you got an odd schedule, you work the overnights, you're looking for a way to unwind when you get up in the morning, you know, 6-7 o'clock, you can go play cards. They've got games spread all day long at 7 Mile Casino.
Well, I mean, you can also go tonight if you want. You can go tonight, you can go today, 24 hours a day. Great place to play. California style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, and Baccarat. It's a place for card players. So they'll take your high limit action as well. If you're a high limit player, they'll take good care of you. Check them out for yourself. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and I am very, very eagerly anticipating this conversation after the piece that he dropped this morning about the Padres. I don't know if you call it renewed interest in Jarren Duran. I would imagine A.J. Preller's never stopped being interested in Jarren Duran, but perhaps new trade talks that are underway between the Padres and the Red Sox. Is there a common ground to be found between the two teams to address the Padres' outfield issue and perhaps open a spot for the Red Sox top prospect, Roman Anthony? And, you know, they're going to be asking for a lot, I would think, for Jarren Duran. Yeah. We'll get Dennis's thoughts on what he thinks could get it done.
Under control through 2028, I do believe. Yeah, so doesn't make a ton of money now. Exciting young player. Very, very fast. Very fast. Has power. He's got the potential to be the whole thing. And, I mean, look, again, anybody that is a starting left fielder looks good right now for the San Diego Padres, as we've seen them run out, you know, four or five guys this season. Lowest production, I think, in the big leagues out of left field position. Even skewed higher because of Gavin Sheets when they have put him out there. If Gavin Sheets had not played 1 second of left field, I think we would definitely be bottom of the barrel. Just no production out of that spot.
And we don't want to see Gavin Sheets playing more left field.
I really don't.
It's dangerous.
I like that guy a lot, man, and he hit that wall.
That was not an easy play, but...
Oh, God, no.
A good left fielder might actually back and grab that one.
And what about the one before in the game? Same exact kind of play. A real professional left fielder may make both of
on
those
on Friday
plays.
There was one down the line that was kind of held up in the air forever.
Yep.
You know, Brandon Lockridge probably gets over there.
Yep.
Gavin Sheets does. We need less Gavin Sheets in left.
Yep.
More designated
his bat
hitting
is too
first
valuable.
Base.
We can't have him running into walls
no,
and getting hurt.
No, right. you can't.
I didn't blame him.
I don't blame him.
I felt bad for him.
Yes.
But
it's not his fault.
I wasn't angry. I guess I was angry. Why is he even in that situation?
I know.
That is not a position for him to succeed in.
Nope. You want his bat in the lineup. You got to be creative on ways to get it in there without having to bench somebody else that's, you know, a valuable bat. And they tried it. Obviously, it didn't work. And he ran hard into that wall.
Before we get to Dennis and his rumor mill, though, it is time for our first game of the week. Let's take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And I think we got Charles. Are you there, Charles?
I'm here.
All right. Turn down your radio and get ready to play because you could be our first qualifier this month for our brand new grand prize. Beat or tie Woods, and you will be in for the drawing for a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, two spa passes, and food and beverage credit at any of their five pools. You can celebrate summer with a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. Two-night stay, dine poolside at one of five unique pool experiences, and the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, which we can learn more about from Paulie if he wants to tell us at some point.
You want to win this prize,
all right,
Charles.
First things first, though, we got to play our game here, and you got three categories to choose from, Charles. When is now? Still sitting there, an all 2 second song category centered around the word when. Talking to the divine, the word prayer appearing in those answers, and our new category, self care. Five song titles that include either the word self or yourself in the title. So, when is now, talking to the divine, or self-care, Charles? What's it going
to
be?
Let's do talking to the divine.
Talking to the divine. All right, this is actually a category submitted by Tier 1 Billy. Thank you, Billy. Five song titles, all including the word prayer. You'll have 60 seconds to try to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is our two-second song. Paulie will play you a little music. You need to give me that song title with the word prayer and the artist to score the point. Charles, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do
Hang on, I got to cue it up here.
All right, Paulie's going to cue it up.
Because it's not the start.
It's not at the start. 60 seconds again. You'll have five questions. Paulie, you ready?
Yep.
All right, 60 seconds begins when Paulie plays the music. Good luck. Charles, let's take on Woods.
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Correct. Which 1989 hit by Madonna featured a controversial music video condemned by the Vatican?
Oh, goodness.
Which Dionne Warwick hit was sung by the entire cast during a scene from the 1997 movie My Best Friend's Wedding?
Pass.
Duran Duran says wait until the morning after to do what in a 1982 hit?
Wait until the morning after prayer?
No. Garth Brooks thanks God for what in a sentimental 1991 hit that went to number one on the country charts? Go back to which 1989 hit by Madonna featured a controversial musical video condemned by the Vatican?
Pass again.
Which Dionne Warwick hit was sung by the entire cast during a scene from the 19... We only got the one, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. I'm pretty sure Woods is going to get that one, too. The other answers, Like a Prayer by Madonna, I Say a Little Prayer by Dionne Warwick, Save a Prayer Till the Morning After by Duran Duran, and Unanswered Prayers by Garth Brooks. I don't love Charles's chances today.
No, I'm thinking Woods will definitely
Let's bring
get
Woods
more than
in.
One here.
Give him his shot. Woods doesn't get the category. Charles's score is locked in. Put 60 seconds back on the clock. You still queued up. You're good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Charles.
That's Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Correct. Which 1989 hit by Madonna featured a controversial music video condemned by the Vatican?
Like a Prayer?
Correct. Which Dionne Warwick hit was sung by the entire cast during a scene from the 1997 movie My Best Friend's Wedding?
Say a Little Prayer.
Correct. Duran Duran says wait until the morning after to do what in a 1982 hit?
Save a Prayer.
Correct. Garth Brooks thanks God for what? In a sentimental 1991 hit that went to number one on the country charts.
Unanswered Prayers.
Wow! Boom. Very nicely done. A 5-1 win for Woods to start the week.
Thank you.
Billy wrote that category for us. Talking to the divine. Obviously, prayer was the key word in all those questions. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, our Hamul Casino, Linsider Report with Dennis Lynn, and the big Jaron Duran trade rumors with the Padres next on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, quickly, gang, the big focus, obviously, in America today is on your health, and you're determined to look beyond pills and steroids and surgery to feel your best. I want to talk to the person who is currently in pain right now. You woke up this morning and your joints are killing you. You've done everything they've told you to do. The pain just comes back. You're exhausted. But I wanted to tell you QC Kinetics can help you. These are not quick fixes. This is revolutionary treatment that works to give your body long-term relief. Certainly did for me. I've had zero pain in my wrists since I got my treatments at QC Kinetics. So you'll meet face-to-face with their QC Kinetics medical team. They'll explain how their regenerative treatments take your body's own healing power, helps heal and restore the damaged tissue, well-respected protocols that include potent and powerful cellular-level treatments. No masking the pain. They are going after the very source of it. You can say goodbye to the chronic pain in your joints and live your best life today. Find out if you're a good candidate. The consultation is totally free. Call QC Kinetics today at 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. Couldn't recommend these guys highly enough. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Another airport interview.
Yeah, well, I want to get right to it because not only do we want to talk about the big piece that has everybody talking that Dennis Lynn dropped in The Athletic, but again, he's also getting on his flight for, I believe, San Francisco, obviously, for tonight's game. So, Paulie, if you would.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Good morning to Dennis Lynn joining us as he gets ready to hit the road again. And Dennis, let's just get right to it. Tell us about the piece you wrote this morning and where you're hearing some of these rumors from involving the Padres and the Red Sox.
Well, I know the number one reaction to a story like this might be Major Feller's interested in literally half the league, so why is this a story? But I think there are a few things here that are notable. Number one, obviously, we saw what happened with Gavin Sheets, unfortunately, yesterday in left field. He's been admirably trying to fill in over there, but clearly he shouldn't be a regular left fielder. And even before he started flying over there, it was pretty obvious the Padres needed a left fielder. And number two, I mean, Jaron Duran, yeah, he's a really good player. So on the surface, why would the Red Sox even entertain trading him? He's got 3 years of control after this, so he's also going to be expensive if he is traded this year. But they've got a number one prospect probably in baseball right now, outfielder Roman Anthony, ready to come up. Probably should have been up 2 weeks ago. And from sounds of it, that the Red Sox would be willing to listen on him. So, yeah, it's A.J. Preller. I know he doesn't have quite as many resources and capital as he used to have, but, you know, he's always going to be creative. And I don't think he's going to restrict himself to just incremental improvements in left field or wherever else he has needs. So it's definitely worth, I think, monitoring as we head into this really tough June schedule the Padres have. And another thing to keep in mind is that they might have starting pitching needs as well. So I don't know how much they want to allocate to left field, but clearly left field is a position in dire need of an upgrade.
Yeah, no question. And it's a player with multiple years of control, which I know, obviously every GM would do that if they could. The rental market is very, very expensive, certainly, Dennis. And, man, you've certainly whet our appetite this morning. And I think everybody listening has certainly imagined what Jaron Duran would look like roaming left field of Petco Park. And, man, it sure does seem like a natural fit. Do you get the sense in Boston that, like, I know they want to make room for Roman Anthony, right? But a guy that young with that many years of control, do you sense that there's other things going on with Jaron Duran and why maybe he's not a good fit in Boston?
I do. And I mean, some of it might be as easily explained as, you know, selling high a little bit on a guy who's already in his late 20s. And I mean, his game's kind of predicated on athleticism. And yeah, he's a really, really good player. But yeah, I mean, I think there's been, I don't know if it's, you call it stuff behind the scenes, but yeah, I mean, without being too specific, I think they are willing to, you know, listen to, you know, legitimately listen this summer to trade offers for him. And they do still want to compete. So it's going to have to be a really good return, given that, you know, he was basically an MVP candidate, or at least a candidate for runner-up behind Aaron Judge last summer. But yeah, I think, I mean, Roman Anthony, they need to find a spot for him. They've got other outfielders. And I think as far as return, I don't know exactly what they would be looking for if they do, seriously go down this road. But they could probably use some relief help which the Padres can offer. They could use help at first base, obviously, with the Devers not flying over there. And maybe it's not just a total prospect package, because they're looking to compete, obviously, and there's a lot of pressure on that front office right now to maybe shake things up in a bit. So I think if they're going to shake things up, trading the guy who was an MVP candidate last year would be a big step, but I think it's something they're willing to listen to.
Now, that's kind of interesting, because the suggestion that some arms, some first base could be included. I was going to ask you, could the Padres pull off this deal without including Leo Dallas DeVries, now a top 10 prospect in all of baseball? Because I'm Craig Breslow. That's the first thing I'm asking about if you're asking about Jaron Duran.
Yeah, him and every other GM in baseball, right?
Yeah.
I don't see Preller moving him. I don't necessarily see him moving Ethan Salas. I mean, he's hurt right now, so that kind of complicates any potential trade involving him anyway. But yeah, I mean, he's he's going to be open, I would imagine. I mean, at one point, we thought Mackenzie Gore and James Wood were untouchable, and now they're Washington Nationals. And, you know, the Padres have probably a finite window here with Michael King and Dylan Cease that's become free agents after the season. So, yeah, if it's a guy who doesn't have a big salary, who also has years control, I think the Padres have to consider it.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, we talked to Eno Saris from The Athletic last week, Dennis, and he said, you know, where the Padres may fit in as far as starting pitching goes, there's those number threes, those number fours, those number fives, and those guys can help you, you know, get to the playoffs. Any rumors going around about maybe, because as you mentioned it, man, no idea on Darvish, really no idea on Michael King yet either. I don't know that Hart, Kolek, Vasquez, you know, will get it done throughout the course of a long season. Any other rumors about Preller sniffing around any starting pitching from other teams?
Nothing that I would feel comfortable just throwing out there right now.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think, number one, they have to try to get Dylan Cease back on track, because if they don't do that, even if King comes back, even if Darvish eventually comes back, they're probably not going too far. I mean, he obviously did not have a great postseason last year, which affected their NLDS, their, you know, run ending there. But, yeah, he's just not gone deep into games. He's not gone ahead in counts consistently enough. But we all know, you know, he's got the stuff to be a number one when he's on. And the Padres, with this upcoming stretch of games, only a couple off days this month, and a lot of tough matchups, they're really going to need him. Again, especially with Michael King and, you know, Darvish kind of up in the air. So if they can get him right, and if they can get those other two guys back healthy eventually, I think that will really affect, you know, how much they need to do on the starting pitching front going into July. But, like, right now, I'd say they're probably a little reluctant to, you know, give up the farm for some starting pitching right now, especially because, again, they need a left fielder, too.
Talking to our Lynn Sutter, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. He's getting ready to board a plane, giving us a few minutes before he heads up to San Francisco. And, Dennis, you know Mike Shildt well enough. I think I know him well enough that if I asked him about the Padres kind of still continuing to struggle despite winning three consecutive series, he would give me a really big stink eye and would tell me about how hard it is to win in Major League Baseball and that any series win is a good series. But from your perspective, are the Padres still not really firing on all cylinders despite their three consecutive series wins?
100%. And I mean, I saw this stat, I think, last night or this morning, since they put up three touchdowns in the Rockies, and Rockies might be the worst team ever, right? It's been a span of 19 games since that 21-0 beatdown at Coors Field. The Padres have been last in the majors in OPS. That's a almost 3-week stretch, so that's pretty concerning. And yeah, they're still showing some of that late game resilience, but it's one thing to do it against the Marlins and the Pirates, and I know they've won three consecutive series, but the Giants have a pretty good pitching staff. Oracle Park's not an easy place to hit at. So we'll see starting tonight whether this offense can really pick things up, whether, you know, Fernando Tatis, if he can really, you know, turn things around after the worst month of his career by a lot of measures. And yeah, if this offense can really get back to what it was in 2024. But again, I go back to the depth at the bottom of the lineup. It's clearly not there. They're not getting, you know, production from the bench. So I think, there is a reason why Preller has been looking for weeks out there for some outfield help.
All right, D-Lynn, we're going to let you get on your plane, buddy. Safe travels to San Francisco, and we will talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you for that nugget this morning.
Thanks very much, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
Dennis Lynn, our Lynn Snyder, weekly Mondays from The Athletic, and the big piece this morning. You should check it out if you're not a subscriber. It's worth The Athletic beyond just Dennis's stuff.
Fantastic.
It really does comprehensively cover sports quite well.
You don't want the FOMO of him putting out a nugget like that and then not being able to click it.
Yeah, because it's a long piece. There's a lot of good info in there that you can get. We'll react to what we just heard from Dennis after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so there was an idea that you could pull this trade off without giving up either Leah Dallas DeVries or Ethan Salas, at least according to Dennis Lynn.
Sure. Bullpen arms, again, something that we do have, a surplus of. Right now, I just got a text from a buddy that says maybe Romeo Sanabria, who is a big power-hitting first baseman, that could help get it done as well. So, I'm for it now. In the chat right now, our boy Ill619 says, Didn't we learn anything from the Soto trade? And I
about what?
Well, I mean, you know,
don't ever trade for a good player.
Well, you gave
that's a bad lesson.
Yeah, it is. But you gave up, you know, you gave up James Wood, Mackenzie Gore. Great for those guys, man. They're both having, and CJ Abrams is a really solid player too. So a very beneficial trade for the Washington Nationals, knowing they weren't going to re-sign Juan Soto. We were going for a World Series. We tried it. It didn't work. That said,
it's rare, but it does happen that teams can have trades where both teams actually work. It works out well for them.
No question. But I will say this, you know, Dennis brought it up. Your window with Michael King and Dylan Cease is this season, you know. And after that, guys, what are we looking at here? Dylan Cease and Michael King leaving free agency. What are we looking at here? Dire straits for your San Diego Padres. Now you have a couple of arms coming up that you like. But you can't trade those guys to the Boston Red Sox to get Jaron Duran to play left field for 3 years when you don't have starting pitching really at all.
I mean, getting Joe Musgrove back is certainly something,
okay.
You know, but so, there's definitely a lack of depth starting pitching-wise in the system.
Correct. And so,
I mean, is anybody banking on a successful Yu Darvish in 2026?
You got Nicky P, and you got Joe Musgrove coming back.
Good start.
Decent start. That being said,
Omar Cruz, Ryan Burkert, are any of them going to be starting pitching success stories in the big leagues?
Or do you end up moving those pieces for a Jaron Duran, right? Ryan Burkert or somebody of that ilk. So I think when you look at it as the life of a Padres fan, it's really hard with AJ Preller as your GM to look and say, hey, you know, in 5 years, he wants a World Series ring. We want a World Series ring. He's going to go for it. He's going to keep going for it until he gets it, until he loses his job. That's it. I don't know that we are in, as a Padres fan, when you have Michael King and Dylan Cease potentially coming off of your roster at the end of the year, how do you in good faith go, we'll see what happens. We'll keep rolling Lockridge out there and, you know, Colek and whatever. I'm kind of in favor of just going for it. Knowing, again, you may have, you know, Ethan Salas coming up in a couple years, or Leo DeVries. Like, you have talent in your system, and he's really good at replenishing that talent. But in this year, 2025, outside of trading Leo Dallas DeVries, I think you're open for business.
I think so as well. I mean, that's the A.J. Preller lesson. Yes, Juan Soto, you gave up some good prospects. You did flip them, and you ended up with Michael King and Dylan Cease, you know, after all the trades were said and done. You didn't get nothing for Juan Soto on the back end. But other trades, I mean, a lot of guys that the Padres have given up. I mean, is anyone, you know, Graham Pauly's in the big league. He's not a big star. Jacob Marcy, no. I mean, you've gotten good players for prospects that didn't turn into anything as well. You can't just hug your prospects continually and expect to have success in the big leagues.
Or you're the Baltimore Orioles.
There's a balance, you know, and AJ's decided he wanted to keep Merrill. He wants to keep DeVries, we think, and maybe Salas. You know, those are the guys that he has bet on and banked on to this point. Is he right? Well, you know, that'll determine whether or not AJ Preller is successful. I don't know that we're heading toward a timeline with AJ's not going to be the general manager. I think he's a good GM. We had this discussion last week. We trust AJ's decision-making. Sure. Doesn't mean he's going to win a World Series, he's going to be right, but it does mean that there's a lot of candidates out there who's probably worse at this job than he is at this point.
Yes, but I know one thing I do know about our general manager is that he is determined to win.
I would want to keep AJ. I'd be thinking about extending him.
You
don't have to win a World Series to be a good general manager.
Correct.
And the grass is certainly not greener for a lot of GMs out there.
There's plenty of them out there, Ben, that are happy making the playoffs or whatever and keeping 15 prospects that they probably don't need and could have flipped.
All right, we will come back. One more hour of Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.